Hello, Sid Roth here. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. My guest spent 50 years walking in divine health. Yes. Perfect health.
Amen.
My guest had a worldwide miracle ministry.
Some of the greatest miracles.
My guest was hit after 50 years of divine health with cancer. My guest, the devil, wanted to take out for the whole purpose that he's created for. My guest has not completely manifested his healing yet, but God has assured him he will. He is now walking in some of the most outstanding miracles that I have ever heard of. Do you want to hear him?
Yeah.
Is there a supernatural dimension? A world beyond the one we know? Is there life after death? Angels exist? Can our dreams contain messages from heaven? Can we tap into ancient secrets of the supernatural? Are healing miracles real? Sid Roth has spent over 35 years researching the strange world of the supernatural. Join Sid for this edition of It's Supernatural.
You know, Dr. James Malone, you have such an outstanding ministry with signs and wonders and being translated to other parts of the world and just so many things we've talked about previously. But 50 years of divine health, and then you get hit. What happened?
At 58 years of age, I'd been in the ministry over 40 years or so, and I just got exhausted and allowed some frustration in my life over, you know, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of services. And I opened up the door to vocalizing the frustration, and then it turned into anxiety.
And would you say you got very critical?
Yes. I began to murmur and complain. And 1 Corinthians 10:10 says that the children of Israel, as they murmured and complained in the wilderness, we all know this, that they opened up the door and they were destroyed of the destroyer. And my particular situation, I want to make it very clear to our viewing audience that none of this God authored. None of it is in His perfect will. I'm the one that opened up the door to verbal frustration and complaining. Now, you know, I don't want anyone out there to think, you know, we've all complained at one time or another, that if you have just a little open door of complaining or murmuring, that's really going to open up a major door of the enemy against you. No. Just in my situation, God expected more of me because of what I've seen and experienced.
You found the open door. Yeah. What did you do about it when you found it?
Repented. And I mean, fell on the rock.
Oh,
and
Father,
just came into, began to come into even a greater reverential fear of my Heavenly Father. And just a childlike simplicity of no matter how difficult, painful, whatever I was going through, that I could just cast all my cares upon the trustworthiness of God the Father. You know, I don't understand all of this, what doors were open when the door or the revelation came. I quickly repented. But as many of us can relate to this, I wanted God the Father to do an instantaneous miracle.
You've come a long way. As I talked to you when you couldn't even go out, your condition was so bad. But you have a long way to go. You are 100% convinced it's going to manifest, and I would not have you on the show if I wasn't 100% convinced it's going to manifest. But why aren't you just waiting? Why are you coming on in this condition you're in?
Well, I refuse to give up. I refuse to die.
Even though it hasn't manifested completely on the outside, you are now moving in such extraordinary miracles, such extraordinary presence of God coming from you, it would be a crime for yet not to be on television right now.
Thank you. I'm going to do something here. I'm gonna smile over that statement because, you know, it's so gracious of you, Sid, but I have to have a little help, so I'm gonna lift up this left lip.
A merry heart is good medicine.
Hey, I want to first state before everyone, I do not have cancer. I'm completely healed of it.
Praise God.
I'm on the other end.
Praise God. And I'm going to tell you something else. The anointing does not depend on the way the temporary earth suit looks. Did you know that? And James is now walking in such extraordinary creative miracles. When we come back, I'm going to have James share just a few of them. And I have to tell you, in all the years I've been investigating miracles, I've never heard of so many outrageous miracles. I mean, you went through hell, but you entered into heaven on earth. Be right back.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural.
ISN. The It's Supernatural online network is not just another Christian TV network. ISN offers live streaming of programs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, right on your mobile devices or smart TVs.
ISN lets me watch my favorite shows anytime I want.
These exclusive programs are life-changing. Multitudes report getting healed and having their prayers answered. Get ready to receive your supernatural breakthrough, your healing, your miracle. Download the free ISN app today.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
I'm with Dr. James Maloney here, and we're having such a wonderful time. I'm glad that you decided to be with us right now. Because, James, tell me about the person, the man without a tongue.
Well, it was in a very large conference in Portland, Oregon, and he came up, and I had some words of knowledge and discernment, and I said, "How are you doing?" And he couldn't speak, muffling sound, and I said, "Excuse me," and then his wife said, "Well, he doesn't have a tongue," and not only that, his teeth were turned inward, flat. I said, you know, let's just look up to the Father. And immediately when I said that, I entered into a flash, like a mosaic picture of him with big white pearly teeth, perfect teeth in his mouth, smiling. And I said, "God's doing something now. Put your finger." I just saw like the finger of God go in his mouth. So I said, "You just in faith," I don't know why I told him to do this, "stick your own finger in your mouth and see if you feel anything there in the back." He was born with no tongue. And then when he pulled out his finger, this big tongue came out.
Did you see it just come right out?
Yeah, 1,000 people saw it. And so Sid, he gave testimony going around, sticking his tongue out at everybody, waggling his tongue.
You know, that's as funny as the guy I know that smiles like this.
And Overnight, his teeth were restored.
Hey,
so the next night,
wow,
he had
brand new
pearly teeth. God be glory.
Okay. So you go from glory to glory. At least the Bible says that. I have to ask you this. With what you have gone through, I can't even imagine how tough it's been, what you've gone through. You must have so much compassion for hurting people.
Well, Sid, I tell you, I thought I did. But, you know, when you go through something of this nature, what is so amazing in my broken state, and trust me, it's humbling. It really is. It's terrible. I mean, the worst thing about it all is just to see perfection marred. It's just I'm teasing. Yes. Oh, I tell you, every person that stands before us, they're the most important person in our lives. Really, I don't say that lightly.
Tell me about the person that had metal in their body.
Well, they this particular person fell on a grenade or something of that nature, and it blew off his shoulder, basically, his entire right hip. He had basically no knee. The ankle was shredded. He went through countless surgeries. Now, the reason why I know this is because my dear friend that knows this gentleman, she is a medical doctor at a prestigious hospital there in Topeka, Kansas. So she has verified this. It's medically verified. He had a plastic insert for a shoulder, but he made his way up, and I turned as I was ministering to someone. Here he was leaning on this walker, and of course my heart just went out to him. And when I reached out my hand, all of a sudden I felt the weight of this person on my right shoulder, which when it comes time to in ministering of healing the miraculous, I have this wonderful, what I term strength angel, that leans upon my right shoulder. And when I touched his right shoulder, I feel a fireball. And when I sense a fireball in my hand, I know that's the workings of miracles. And instantaneously, the plastic disappeared and he received brand new bone and brand new shoulder. And then,
yeah, but what about all that?
Well, then I didn't know what was wrong with them. And so I started speaking in perfect word of knowledge of the incident I see and the explosion that you were in. And God began to show me the shrapnel areas. And then as I went down, the titanium hip replacement. And then as I went down his right hip, all of the metal spurted out of his skin, and then when it got to his ankle, it spurted out, landed on the carpet. He started dancing in it. He hadn't walked in a decade.
What about that friend, mutual friend that was a medical
doctor? The medical doctor took her hand. She was, you know, analyzing it. She's a medical doctor. You know, she's a great woman of God. And she put her hand down on that nasty stuff, and it covered her hand. And she put it up to her nose, and it smelled like, you know, an old battery, you know, rancid battery, you know, that's, you know, gotten old, that acid smell. And she just was just overtaken. And she was the one that took him to the hospital the very next day, got it all MRI'd, and he's perfectly normal, perfectly whole, to God's glory and honor.
You know, when we come back, he had an encounter with a messenger angel that changed his life forever. And when you hear about it, it's going to change your life forever. Be right back.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural.
Call now and get James Maloney's five-part audio CD teaching series, Living in God's Tangible Presence, exclusive to our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 3192. Through this exclusive and anointed five-part audio CD teaching series, James Maloney will teach you how to achieve greater heights in the supernatural and help impart this brand new anointing of the Holy Spirit to you. Through this exclusive five-part audio CD teaching, you will understand that the tangible presence of God is life-changing and is not just on us. God wants to have His presence radiate within you and flow out from you to others. On CD number 1, Greater Heights in the Supernatural, James Maloney shares about the prophetic vision he had with God's messenger angel and the dynamic shift in the Holy Spirit being made available for every believer to experience. On CD number 2, Greater Heights in the Supernatural, receive an impartation of the Holy Spirit to walk in boldness like the Lion of Judah and to operate in compassion and gentleness like a dove. On CDs number 3 and 4, Tearing Down the Wall of Isolation, James exposes the greatest lie and most devastating attack of Satan to the body of Messiah, that we are isolated from the powerful, tangible presence of God, and shares that the Heavenly Father accepts you with the same fervency that He accepts His own Son. On CD number 5, Anointed to See. As believers, we are indeed anointed to see what God wants and what He is doing in our lives. James will help facilitate the seer anointing in you. James Maloney gives prayers of impartation for you to begin experiencing the tangible presence of God. He also prays for you for your healing to manifest a greater hunger for more of God, for you to receive God's kingdom authority and power, for you to reach greater heights in the supernatural, for you to experience an acceleration in receiving your breakthrough, your miracle, and your healing. Don't miss out on getting James Maloney's five-part audio teaching series, Living in God's Tangible Presence, exclusive to our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 3192. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth, It's Supernatural, P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 3192 or log on to sidroth.org. Call or write today.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
James, March 2017, an encounter with a messenger angel. Tell me what happened.
I was awakened at 10:30. And right there was a person at the foot of my bed. I about lurched out of the bed. I looked, and then I really, got overwhelmed. Here was this person lit up and had a dynamic word. The wonderful message was that I would see an acceleration in my restoration, that I'm on the other side, hallelujah, and that now it's, my body's clean, it will remain, and now the process of recreation has begun. And so I'm now, just in the last couple of weeks, I've been getting feeling back into my left side and usage.
Wait. You don't understand. The doctor said this will never happen. Am I right?
Never happen.
That's
impossible.
Tell me what else the angel said.
And what was so remarkable about this amazing experience, and I want everyone that's watching, everyone in the audience, listen, it's not about James Maloney only. I'm just an empty, broken vessel of clay. Honestly, that's not false humility. Trust me when I say that. And I emphasize the clay aspect of it.
Now, no one knows that better than you.
Or my wife.
Or me. I know that anything you see, all these wonderful things, I'm along for the ride.
Yeah,
that's it.
That's it. We're just empty vessels.
I'm just glad he's letting me ride.
Amen. And I just was told that there is coming, it's now, the shift. I mean, this angel said, the shift now is upon your life to enter into this aspect of operation, but you're going to be like a spiritual father, like many others. that are going to be used to help impart the portion of whatever gifting, whatever operation.
I can tell you this, even without having seen anything happen on this show yet, there is such a presence of the tangible presence and anointing of God that's just radiating out of your broken vessel.
Yeah, it used to be, Sid, where I would have to approach God and say, Father, I need access. Now, because of all of this brokenness that he has used, now I just instantaneously know I have automatically, at any time, I'm in access with him. I don't have to exercise any step of faith to get into that access. It's just there.
And God has called you to freely give what you freely received. I'm going to have you in a second hold your hand before the camera. And what is going to happen to people that are hungry for more? What's going to happen?
The angel made it very clear that what I have operated in a measure, has been impartational, like for Randy Clark and others. But now it's just universal. There's no distance in the realm of the Spirit. I can reach out to this camera, and in their home, they can enter into an impartation of greater sensing of God's faith, God's love, the audience as well. Thank you, Father. For those that are assembled here, those that are watching all over the world, I want everyone that's watching to reach your hands out to the Lord. He's the anointed one. All honor goes to him. These are just wonderful manifestations of your grace. And it's to be freely given to everyone in these difficult, turbulent times, but yet, as difficult as it may be in this world, yet there are those men and women in the body of Christ that are going to rise and shine, and they're going to enter into the manifestation of your grace that's going to be the exact impartation of healing that people need. They're going to become the therapists to a generation that needs the manifestation of God's Father's heart revealed to them and his majestic holiness. And I speak forth and impart right now all that I've gone through, all that has been imparted through me, through the years, and those that have gone before me that have imparted in my life. It's transgenerational. I speak now that intervention of God's grace, God's charisma, God's power, God's love is being manifested. And Sid, right now, I believe people are just absolutely being overwhelmed by the Spirit. I sense it right now of healing that's taking place inwardly, because they can relate to that young man that was embarrassed because he didn't have a tongue, and the crippled gentleman. There's so many more to God's glory and honor. But I just speak it forth that it just doesn't happen in Brother Maloney's ministry, but only as an example that it can be impartational to them, for their family, their loved ones, those that they are influencing. In Jesus' name, we proclaim that breakthrough. This is a breaker anointing that the angel said that has come upon the church in this hour. The shift is upon us. It has begun. It started in March of this year, and now we are accelerating into this manifestation like we've never experienced in church history, to God's glory and honor.
And I have a word for you. Here's the word that I have. Someone's eyes are being healed. I don't know if it's being eyeball is being created, but someone is having a miracle in their eyes. And now I command you in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach Tzidkenu, Jesus the Messiah, our righteousness, give it away.
In March of 2017, James Maloney had a prophetic visitation from a messenger angel who imparted to him a dynamic shift in the Holy Spirit. Since then, God has been moving even more miraculously through him. He has been given the ability to impart this powerful anointing to others to flow in this end-time anointing too.
We all have a calling to not only the people around us, the brethren, but people in the nations of the world.
Now he wants to empower you to experience the tangible presence of God. Call now and get James Maloney's 5-part audio CD teaching series, Living in God's Tangible Presence, exclusive to our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 3192. Through this exclusive and anointed 5-part audio CD teaching series, James Maloney will teach you how to achieve greater heights in the supernatural and help impart this brand new anointing of the Holy Spirit to you. Through this exclusive 5-part audio CD teaching, you will understand that the tangible presence of God is life-changing and is not just on us. God wants to have His presence radiate within you and flow out from you to others. This new shift in the Spirit will cause you to become sensitive to feeling, sensing, and seeing into the spirit realm on behalf of yourself and others.
These particular CDs will not just teach you concepts, but they will be impartational. I believe that God will confirm His word with the manifestation of His tangible presence that will rest upon you as you're listening.
On CD number 1, Greater Heights in the Supernatural, James Maloney shares about the prophetic vision he had with God's messenger angel and the dynamic shift in the Holy Spirit being made available for every believer to experience. On CD number 2, Greater Heights in the Supernatural, receive an impartation of the Holy Spirit to walk in boldness like the Lion of Judah and to operate in compassion and gentleness like a dove. On CDs number 3 and 4, Tearing Down the Wall of Isolation, James exposes the greatest lie and most devastating attack of Satan to the body of Messiah, that we are isolated from the powerful, tangible presence of God, and shares that the Heavenly Father accepts you with the same fervency that He accepts His own Son. On CD number 5, Anointed to See. As believers, we are indeed anointed to see what God wants and what He is doing in our lives. Through this teaching, James will help facilitate the seer anointing in you. Included on this audio CD series, James Maloney gives prayers of impartation for you to begin experiencing the tangible presence of God. He also prays for you for your healing, to manifest a greater hunger for more of God, for you to receive God's kingdom authority and power, for you to reach greater heights in the supernatural, for you to experience an acceleration in receiving your breakthrough, your miracle, and your healing. Don't miss out on getting James Maloney's 5-part audio teaching series, Living in God's Tangible Presence, exclusive to our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 3192. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth, It's Supernatural, P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 3192 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or right today.
Next week on It's Supernatural.
How would you like to be healthier than you have ever been? I'm Dr. Michael Brown. Join me on It's Supernatural as I share from personal experience how you too can break the stronghold of food in your life.